Israel's fatal mistake. Many recalled the events which nearly 40 years before had doomed Israel to long desert wandering. The report of the spies concerning the promised land was in many respects correct. The cities were walled and very great and inhabited by giants. But they could now see the fatal mistake of their fathers in distrusting the power of God. This had prevented them from at once entering the goodly land. God had promised His people that if they would obey His voice, He would go before them and fight for them. He would drive out the inhabitants of the land. But now Israel must advance against alert and powerful foes and contend with well-trained armies that had been preparing to resist. Their fathers had signally failed. But the trial was now more severe than when God had commanded Israel to go forward. The difficulties had greatly increased since they refused to advance when bidden to do so. God still tests His people. And if they fail, He brings them again to the same point, and the second time the trial will be more severe than the first. The mighty God of Israel is our God. In Him we may trust, and if we obey His requirements, He will work for us as He did for His ancient people. The way will sometimes be so barred by obstacles, apparently insurmountable, as to dishearten those who will yield to discouragement, but God is saying, "Go forward." The difficulties that fill your soul with dread will vanish as you move forward in the path of obedience, humbly trusting in God.